Thanksgiving.
That is correct. Is that what you were going to say? You knew it all the time, not Arbor Day or Flag Day. Thanksgiving. All right. So what are some of the things you guys think about? Well, I'd like to know from several of you, what are some of the things you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family.
Great. Excellent.
I'm thankful for my video games.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for the food we eat.
Super. Couple others? Anybody else?
I'm also thankful for the turkey.
Oh, all right. You okay? Yes. All right. Well, when I think of... Yeah, that's. I'm glad you brought up turkey because when... Yeah, you got one more?
The church holiday.
All right. So when I think of Thanksgiving, you guys have mentioned some of the things I think of. I think of, yeah, there's turkey and there's mashed potatoes and there's stuffing and there's pumpkin pie. You know what? One of the reasons we have all those things is to help remind us to be thankful. But you know, there is somebody in the Bible I want to tell you about, and his name was Samuel, and he used something else to help him to remember to be thankful. Now, in the book of Samuel, what a coincidence. The story about a guy named Samuel is in the book by the same name. What are the odds? So there is a guy, and he was a leader in Israel, and the Israelites were being attacked by the Philistines. Have you ever heard of the Philistines? Who was a very famous Philistine that you've heard of? Oh, you've already had two. All right, that's like you've had one too. Who's a famous Philistine? All right.
Samson?
No. Big giant dude, but that's not today's story. So the Philistines, nope, that question's already passed. Hand down. All right. So the Philistines were gathered, all the Israelites had gathered in one place, and the Philistines were going to attack them. And you know what? When the Israelites heard this, they were afraid because the Philistines were mean and they were nasty and they had bad breath. Yeah. All right, I just made up that last part, okay? But the Israelites were scared. I'm not making that part up. So do you know what happened next? God protected the Israelites with a loud, loud thunder. And they got so freaked out that the Philistines started running around in a panic. Now all of a sudden when the Israelites saw how freaked out the Philistines were, they started chasing them and they started pelting them with giant breath mints. No, I just made up that part too. But God did protect the Israelites that day. And so do you know what Samuel did? You know what he did to help him remember how God had rescued him that day? You know what he got? What did he get? He got a rock. A rock. Isn't that interesting? He got a rock, and he called that rock Ebenezer. That's an interesting name. Do you know what that name means? Ebenezer means stone of help. And that very day, Samuel said, you know what? We have made it this far because God has helped us. He didn't want to forget what God had done for them. So I'm going to see if I can get something out of my pocket. Do you know what I carry with me?
Keys.
Yeah, I carry keys. You heard the keys. Somebody said money. They're overestimating my net worth. I carry a little Ebenezer. And do you know why? Every time I pull him out, he helps me remember to be thankful for all the things that God has done for me every day. That's why I keep him around. And guess what I have for each one of you guys this morning?
A rock.
Not just a rock. I've got an Ebenezer for you. So hold on. Come here. Look at these. These are like gallery condition Ebenezers.
Can we keep them?
Yes, you can keep them, of course. They have been hand washed even. So you can call yours Rocky, or you could call yours Pebbles, or you could call yours even Peter. Did you know that Peter means little rock? Man, you can learn a lot in a kid's story. Yeah, it's a mineral. Look at that, how shiny that is.
I know someone named Peter.
I do too. So no matter what you call your rock, This can help you guys. You can take it with you anywhere you go, and it can help you remember to be thankful every day, not just on Thanksgiving. And the cool thing is, it's a lot easier to carry around a little Ebenezer than it is to carry mashed potatoes and turkey and pumpkin pie in your pockets. Take it from me. So you know what? We're going to do, but the thing is, some other folks might like to have some Ebenezers too. So maybe some of the people that you're going to see out there when you go to collect your offering for Christian education. So what we've got is we've got some extra baskets that have Ebenezers for the rest of the folks. So when they're giving you their offering, you're going to take two baskets, one to collect the children's education offering and one to see if anybody else out there wants an Ebenezer just like we have. Okay? So after we're done praying, you guys are going to go out there with two baskets. Okay? So let's pray. Oh, one other announcement for the adults. After this, kids, all you guys who are 5 to 9 can go meet Mrs. Walsh out in the lobby. And you guys are going to go to Hands-On Church, which is pretty cool. And then the parents, after they're done, after church is done, you can go pick them up in the kindergarten room. And you can use the side door on the multipurpose room. All right, all Ebenezer holders, stand up and let's pray. God, you've given us a lot of things to be thankful for, so one holiday doesn't seem like it's quite enough. So help us to take our Ebenezers with us as a reminder of all the things you do for us every day. Thank you for everybody here today, and thank you for the great weather and the blessings that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.